Welcome, everyone, to the Space Game Junkie Podcast. I, as always, am your co-host, Brian, and joining me, as always, is your co-host, Jim.
Sit right back, and you'll hear a tale. A tale of a fateful trip. Yes, it's a three-hour tour. On the, well, not really.
It's more like an eight-day tour.
Yeah, well, it is. It's some. Well, I don't know, about 7 days? That's the furthest that I've been between planets. But I have not crashed and been stranded and had to make some sort of space radio out of a coconut yet. But.
Well, welcome, folks. This week we have a guest joining us from Chasing Carrot Studios, the producer of Cosmonautica, Joseph Forbeck. Hello, Joseph.
Yeah, hi, guys. It's a pleasure to be here, finally.
Yeah, finally, yeah, we had some, I don't know what the hell happened, I don't even remember what the hell happened, but there were some issues, and it's mostly my fault, and I apologize for it, but I'm glad we finally got you here. I got to give you props, man. You are calling in from Stuttgart, Germany. I hope I said that right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what, it's 4 a.m. your time? That's amazing.
Yeah, it's 4 a.m. I mean, it took a little nap before, and... We are good to go.
But Stuttgart got some parties all night. Up.
Yeah,
Stuttgart's like Vegas. It never shuts down. No, usually we do it the other way around. So I was kind of surprised. I thought since you were so willing to come on, you were in like America somewhere. But nope, that's kind of awesome.
Well, it's Oktoberfest too, right? So we're just lucky that he's not under a table somewhere. So
absolutely, it's Oktoberfest here. So.
Now, is that a whole month thing? I forget. I took German for a couple of years, but I forget a lot of it. So is that like a whole month thing?
It's actually 6 months. It's the beer season.
It's pretty much a month, yeah. Oh. Pretty much a month. I mean, I guess it's three weeks roundabout.
Wow. That's amazing. So, folks, we are here to talk about this. Some compare it to the I think the closest thing I've heard this thing described to, if you're going to compare it to another game, is FTL meets The Sims, which isn't horribly far off.
No, it's got a little simmy to it. Like, if you look at a screenshot, you're like, wow, it's The Sims in a spaceship. Or Little Computer People, if you remember that far back.
What's Little Computer People?
It was a Commodore 64 game. It was the first thing. It was kind of like The Sims. Yeah. And it was a single screen, and you had a side view of this guy's house. You know, it looked like a little dollhouse. And then there was a little pixel guy and his dog that lived in the house. And you could attempt to kind of communicate with him and basically just watch him go through his day. It was like an ant farm with a little pixel guy in it.
I can recall that. That was awesome.
I don't remember that at all. I guess mentioning The Sims gives this game kind of a lineage. But how long have you guys been working on this game? Because I heard about it, about a year ago, I think? Within the last year? It's been a while.
It's been a while. I mean, right now we are on it for over a year. So it's been a bit over a year.
So this is going to be Android, PC, Mac, and the iOS devices as well, right?
Wow.
Well, we won't have a Mac version, but it is first we are focusing on the PC version, and then we are preparing Android version and iOS version.
Ooh.
You can get the Android version right now, but I wouldn't recommend it because it's still early access too. So the thing is, with this tablet versions or mobile versions, we want to enhance your experience, so that you can take your save game on the go and play your game that you just started on your PC and take it with you on your travel.
Oh,
that's awesome.
So cloud, we will have, so like cross-play, like cloud saving type of thing.
Exactly, yes.
Oh, that's great, because I've got something similar on the PS3 and the Vita, and it's just fantastic when you play a little Spelunky on your PS3, and then you can just pick right up from your Vita. It's great. So, folks, this game, it's intricate and interesting. Basically, what you got to do is you build a ship and you crew it. And that sounds, you know, typical of a lot of space games. But that's kind of where the similarities end. Because there's a lot more going on here than, like, there have been FTL comparisons. But in FTL, I don't think you had to worry about food, for example. Or whether they're using the toilet, you know. But in this game, your ship... it needs a toilet and a bed for the crew And those are like the basic needs. It also needs food. Where's my food? There's a kitchen right there. You can have all these different types of things, all these different types of rooms.
And yeah, and you can get away on the cheap beginning. All you have to do is get like that little vending machine, and that's enough to feed people, the snack machine. But I would assume like once you get a bigger crew, you need some better facilities. All right, but I bought the bar. I was charmed to see that there was a stripper pole, but nobody ever got on it. You know.
Yeah. Oh, but there will be something in the future. So.
Oh really?
Yeah, absolutely. But it's absolutely interesting how people build up their ships. It's totally different. We have a thread ongoing in the Steam community forums, and it's crazy how much thought goes into building up your ships, placing the rooms. I mean, it's pretty important to place the rooms in a certain way. I mean, if you have someone in a fight who's shooting and he needs to grab some ammunition, therefore it's practical to have your ammunition room besides your turret bay or something like that. So, yeah, you can waste a lot of thoughts on placing your rooms.
Right, and I did because in the last day or two, this is like my fifth iteration because I keep losing or dying. Like the last time I just got a vending machine, like you guys said, I went in the cheap, and it broke, and we couldn't fix it. And so the planet I went to didn't have a shipyard, so I couldn't fix it there. So before I got to the planet that had the shipyard, they kind of died of starvation. And I was pissed. So this time I shelled out for an actual kitchen. And I love the detail. You can zoom in. I don't know if you can see the detail on the stream, but you can zoom in. So the kitchen has like a little booth, like a diner booth with portholes in it. I love that. And your little cockpit has a little mechanical parrot-looking thing who actually guides you through the tutorial. Just lots of wonderful little detail. Like there's the Miss Space calendar right there. And I love how the video game is called Pressure, because that's what this whole game is Pressure. Now I'm wasting
And it's our first game. Pressure is our first game.
That's oh, really?
Also available on Steam, yeah. And it's kind of a homage to this game.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
So basically in this game, it's like other games. You have to trade. You have to do missions. But it kind of runs in real time. And so I just wasted a day showing all that. So I got to get moving because every day you have to pay your crew, I think, right? That's what that ka-ching was. So you pay them to, you know, just sit around. Right now they're doing nothing. They're resting and bathing. Yeah, that's great. So let's see if there's a mission available. Let's see. So yeah, the game. Now, are these missions randomly generated when you go to the bar here?
Yes, to a certain degree, they are randomly generated. Yeah.
Very cool. I love the robotic bartender, by the way. So let's see.
Yeah, he's awesome, and he's his best customer.
So this mission, I'm looking at this art lover mission. You have 11 days to do it, so you can then look at the map and see if you can make it there in time. Oh, and I can. I'm going to take that one. All right. So I'm going to – what the hell? The names of planets are crazy in this game. I will tell you what. Somberswaft? That's where I'm going? Somberswaft. Are those all randomly generated too, the planet names?
No. We have a database and with a lot of planet names. But they are generated when you start up your game. Every time you start up a new game, your solar system is procedurally generated.
Right. So this is where you have to be careful, folks, because in travel, you can't do – am I right? You can't do anything, really. Like, you can't tell them what to do. You can't fix anything. They got to do it themselves.
Yeah, for now. But we're working on something because that's – game time where you don't do anything, and yeah, we're still on it and designing some awesome features for the in-flight.
Part of me kind of likes it. It's like, okay, I tried to prepare as best I could, and now let's hope I make it. You know, let's hope they're not too hungry. And there are all these different things that work on their morale. Like right now, I don't know if you can see on the stream, but there's hunger. And there's fatigue, and there's a toilet. Oh, God, wait, hunger. Uh-oh. Is it because I didn't get a crew member that can cook that they're hungry?
Yeah.
Son of a...
So if you don't have a cook, your kitchen is pretty much useless.
Another reason you should want snack machine.
I should have gotten... Damn! And I don't think I'm going to a place with a thing. No, they don't have... Uh-oh, wait, what's this? Customs control. I've never seen this before. My ship has been tagged for inspection. Carry out.
Yeah, that is because you are transporting some illegal goods in this case.
Oh,
yeah,
am
so
I?
You can bribe the guy at the port.
Yeah,
I'll bribe
him depending on how much you earn. That could be a good decision or not.
Okay, I'll bribe
him. So if he gets busted, what does he lose? Just the cargo, or does he have to pay a fine?
Both. You will lose the cargo, you have to pay a fine, and you have you can't dock on this planet for some days.
Well, apparently I can't do that now because I failed. The bribe failed, and they found illegal cargo. I've never seen this before. You, sir, are a very bad person. That's from something. What is that? Oh, is that from Office Space? I think that's right. You, Peter Gibbons, are a very bad person. That's what that's. Yeah, guys, this game is funny. I mean, it's frustrating as hell in the best possible way. Oh, my God, I have no money now. I can't land at that planet for 13 days. Oh, shit. So what the fuck do I do? I got to go somewhere. Before they get hungry, I need to go to a place where with a ship thing, so I could replace that stupid ass kitchen with a fucking snack machine. There we go. 4 days, okay, guys, hold out. Shit, now I have no money, like none. I'm gonna be in the negative by the time I get there.
Hopefully, you'll have some if you sell your kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
So whenever you land at a planet, do the needs of the crew get met? You know, like let's say they've been on the ship for a week and they're complaining, hey, I need a shower. Well, when you arrive at the planet, does all of their complaints get set back to zero? Or do you actually have to install that on the ship and just arriving at a port is not enough?
Well, if you don't have a shower,
yeah.
They will dissolve it on the planet, but it takes some time. I mean, it's their time off, and they are, dissolving this pretty much everything because they don't work during that time.
Okay, so if you stop at a planet, there might be a reason to sit there for a couple of days and let everybody rest and get their morale up before you go back out on the ship. Because I would dock and just, get whatever cargo, grab a mission, and take right back off again.
Yeah, ideally your ship is suited for everything your crew needs. So, sure, it's a possibility, but it also costs you money. While you are staying, you're doing nothing, and your crew gets paid when they are on vacation.
That's true.
On the space station, yeah. So... you have to keep that in mind.
Now my crew, the pilot guy, Mr. Quinn here, he just got promoted to level 2, so he has a new need, which is hygiene. Because your guys have needs, and like some people only need food and a toilet, while other guys need a gym, for example, and other guys need entertainment, right? And if those needs aren't met, your morale will just drop all across the line. Oh, I don't have passengers. Fine. I can't take a mission. God damn you.
Yeah, because you have to actually install passenger seats in order to haul people.
Yeah, which I think
it's really tight. On the early ship, you're pretty limited about what you can do. So I assume you have to build a bigger or purchase a bigger ship and do the more advanced things.
So basically, if you don't have a mission, you can do trade. So like right now, they want food and cigarettes and stuff, but they output water. That's what it looks like. I'm guessing that's what those arrows mean. So you can kind of tell what's a good trading item for that planet. Is that about right?
That's correct. Absolutely.
Okay, so they want food, I think. So let's take them some.
But
food.
if it says like in the case here where they take in water and something, and I can't tell what those things are. It would actually be nice whenever you hover over it if it actually named what the item is. But they take in some goods, and taking that in allows them to produce the thing that goes the other direction, you know, the green arrow. But
exactly.
Would they have a short supply until you bring the raw materials and then they start to make it? Or do they just generally have a certain amount regardless of what you do? Can your supplying them actually influence the amount of goods that they have?
Yes, absolutely. That's absolutely influencing the amount they have. And also the other NPC traders that are flying around the solar system are influencing that. So, they will produce something a bit on their own, but they'll need a lot of more goods in order to keep the production flowing.
And you mentioned other traders around the solar system. I really like how you can actually see that on the map. You can see other ships around here doing basically the same thing you're doing, going back and forth between planets, trying to make a living.
Yeah, and if you decide to play as a pirate, which you can do, you could just click on these ships and intercept them.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So, and in the Outer Rings, you have the pirates, which will attack you. Or you could do it the other way around. You can be a bounty hunter and hunt pirates.
Really?
So, yeah, really.
I didn't know you could do that. That's pretty awesome.
So we don't have missions for that right now, but... that is a possibility in the final game, and you can see that with our special early access mission or the challenge we integrated right now for this update. You can just go on a hunt for these we call them Cosmops, the pirates, and it's a pretty fun thing to do.
Well, we'll have to try that on the stream here, but I didn't even notice you can. I didn't even know you could. But you can click on these other ships and try and intercept them, which is pretty funny because they say different things. Like, our brakes aren't working. Don't try and stop us. I thought that was really funny. And the game has some nice touches, too. Like, I like how in the market here, if you have stuff to sell, you put that right at the top. You know, I like how the game does that. And I lost money on this run. Damn it. Ugh. Pain in my ass. But yeah, how much work goes into like all this character and all this good writing? Like, it must take a lot of work to put this together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if a character is ready, it takes about 2 to 4 weeks.
Jeez. I also like how you have the mission late for early access. Indie devs are late for the Gamescom conference. That's funny.
Yeah. We did that for Gamescom. We actually presented our game at Gamescom in Cologne at the Indie Mega booth. And yeah, that's kind of stuck with us, this mission.
That's pretty funny, actually. So I'm going to do another illegal cargo run here. Hopefully they won't find me this time.
Hopefully your ship won't break.
Yeah. because I haven't been to a shipyard to get it repaired any times recently.
Yeah, you should have gotten some repair guys.
I've got the cleaner bot, but I should have at some point buy a repair bot.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have somebody with
or a crew member that repairs.
Yeah, if you don't have somebody that can repair, then because I had my engine quit. And I was trying to figure out, you know, can I at least like pay for a tow back to port or something? There didn't seem to be any mechanism for that. Like once I was stranded in space, I was pretty much done.
Yeah, and if you don't have any money at that point, that's kind of game over. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you do have money, does it at least allow you to purchase a tow back to base to get repaired?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Jim,
you
had to
any planet from that point on.
Jim, you had to open your fucking mouth. Jesus Christ. Do you see what just happened to me?
No, what, your engines quit?
I'm a drift.
Oh, nice.
The ship has no working engine.
Yep, you're through.
That couldn't have been timed better if I tried. So, yeah, folks, I don't know what happened. But for some reason, I guess I should have paid for repairs. That's what it sounds like. I mean, there's so much to keep track of. And
yeah, sure. I mean, it's a lot cheaper if you actually get a crew member that could repair your ship, because every time you repair your ship on a space station, it's pretty expensive, yeah.
Well, we're going to try... I'm going to delete that stupid game. So we're going to try that challenge you just mentioned, the bounty hunt.
Absolutely, and you will have some good starting money to build up your ship, so...
Defeat as many pirates as you can in 60 days.
Yeah, and the good thing is here you don't have to research the Outer Rings. It's all unlocked, so you can just you can just focus on killing pirates. You don't have to use the starting ship, but you can the starting ship. I don't know why right now, but the starting ship is the ship where you can put the most weapons in.
Really?
Yeah, really.
What? Okay.
But it isn't the fastest ship. And just so you know, if you hire two pilots and put them on different shifts, your ship is going to fly faster.
Really?
Yes. You have four shifts, and a pilot with his regular workload can do two shifts. And when you hire another pilot to fill out the other two shifts, of course, that will make your ship faster. Yeah.
Okay, I'm putting all kinds of weapons on this thing, because why not? Let's put a turret on here. How do I put a turret on here? How do I do this?
Yeah, the areas that are marked green, there you can place the weapons. So you placed your cabin where you could place your torpedo bay. Just move the cabin with the beds.
Yeah,
and there you go.
Ooh, bullets. I must buy bullets. Lots of bullets. Buy all the bullets. Buy a couple torpedoes. All right.
And so also, we are working right now on a in-game help menu so that some of this stuff is explained to you. But because it takes some time to get used to everything, and it's a lot to take in. For the first time, if you play it for the first time, yeah,
I can see, I can totally get that, because there's just a lot to juggle. Like the first time I played, I forgot to put in a snack machine, for example, because I'm like, oh, I need to actually feed these people. So
yes, you should play the tutorial more precisely.
Oh, I did, but a long time ago, and I'm like, oh, whatever.
But it's gone better. It's better right now. And actually, the crew is the main focus of the game. So every other space trading game just focuses on trading, shooting other things. And right with our game, you just have to focus on the crew, how they are doing, and how your little ecosystem in the ship is working together.
None of these guys have. Okay, so to shoot the guns that I bought, I need someone with the ability, the weapon, I guess a weapon ability, right? Because there's nobody here. Yeah. There's nobody here.
You could use a scout, but that's pretty expensive.
That's expensive, yeah, which is interesting. I like how you have that option. Like, I want to find someone who has these abilities. Go find them, buddy. So I'm going to go to another planet and see if I can find someone. I'm going to go to another planet to see if I can find someone who will help me out. But I can't do a mission. I don't think I have cargo. Oh, my God. This is so crazy. Okay, wait a minute. Yeah, folks, I'm telling you, this game is nuts in a good way. I mean, because I got to figure all this stuff out. Like, okay, I just had to buy cargo space. Now that I have cargo space, I can buy some stuff to sell somewhere. Oh, I can only buy one robot. Okay. Who needs water? Where the hell am I? Okay. So I guess I can intercept a ship, but there's no point in trying to intercept a ship right now because I can't shoot a gun. Is that right? Like, because I don't have anyone who can do gunnery. That means I can't. That means there's no point.
It's pretty much useless.
So I have all these guns and I can't do nothing with them. And there's nobody need water up in this bitch. I swear to God, there's nobody need water. I'm trying to sell some goddamn water. Does anybody need water? Nope, no one needs water. Oh, hang on. Oh, that's right. I didn't. You told me everything's unlocked. I'm used to like there being like a fuzz, a red fuzz out here.
Yeah, but keep in mind, the further you go outside, the more pirates will be there.
Oh, we don't want to run into pirates because I can't do anything about them right now. I like how there's a planet called Twitler. That's funny. Yeah, so I've been enjoying this game a lot. It's definitely frustrating, but it's frustrating in a good way. You know, it's frustrating in a fun way.
Well, because you know that it's that you need to learn how to play the game, not so much that the game is abusive to you. Although it may be in particular abusive to you, but yeah, it's a thing of like every game of that is a learning process for sure. Because
the interesting thing is it
looks so simple, you know. It's like, oh, this will just be a casual game, and then you find out, oh no, I really have to work to make this happen. So
yeah. And the nice thing about it is, like, FTL, I don't know why, but FTL, maybe it's because I haven't had anyone, like, die in a fire yet or anything, but FTL gave me actual panic attacks, like anxiety attacks, because I'd be, you know, sending this ship out and people would die horribly from lack of oxygen or fire or invasion or just the ship blowing up. And it really, like, I can't play that game anymore. I actually can't. But this game, because I haven't run into that, but two, because of the much more colorful atmosphere, and because I can't name, I guess, the people who I hire, I feel easier with that. I feel like I'm having an easier time with that.
Yeah, I mean, the comparison to FTL is okay, but it's kind of off because FTL wants you to fail. We don't want that. I mean, you can set your grounds from the start to have a good start. And when you fail, you know exactly why you failed. I think that's a good thing. If you forgot something, some repair bots or crew members that could repair your ship, you know why you failed your current game. So, yeah.
That's true, yeah. That's very true because when... Wait, do I have? Damn it. Oh, so I have to buy shit. Oh, damn it. So I have to go to one planet and then transfer shit to another planet. Okay. Where the hell is that? Okay. God, I hope I make it. Anyway, so yeah, because yeah, you can kind of tell this game doesn't want to actively let you fail. Like you said, it does give you the tools you need to succeed, but you're not going to tell me how exactly to use them best. I have to figure that out on my own, which is, you know, if you told me that, it wouldn't be a game. it'd be a movie or something.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the freedom we offer, that you can play as you wish. I mean, you could play as a trader, as a person, transportation, or as a bounty hunter, pirate, whatever you like. I mean, you could be everything, depending on how big your ship is. We will implement, I guess, about 9 more ships
into
the final release, and so we'll have a good basis. So yeah.
And I gotta say, customizing your ship like this, and let me ask: is there a way to name your ship? I couldn't find one.
There will be a way to name your ship. Yes, good. We are working on that.
Because right now it's called what? Yeah, the Slinky Weasel. Not the most inspiring. not the most inspiring of names. But the fact that you can customize your inside of your ship.
But it's so better than Albion Skunk. So.
You know what? That's true. And you're supposed to like that ship. You're supposed to get. You're supposed to care about that ship.
Yeah. So. You're going to you can in a future update. I don't know if it's the next update or the one after that, but you will be able to name your ship and to choose the uniform color of your crew.
Oh, nice! So, but yeah, what I was saying is because you'll be able to name your ship and then do all that stuff, you really feel a connection to the, to your ship because it makes it more yours. You know, I mean, it definitely it makes it more your baby, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. And you are going to have a connection with your crew because you are choosing them for different reasons, for their looks, for their quirky comments in the job board. Or I mean, that's the main thing. You have to just focus on your crew, and we will work a lot with that. So there will be crew interaction, and we have lots of stuff in our backlog.
I was about to ask about that. I was about to ask, can you, will the crew, like, will they always get along, you know, or will they have fights? Will they date? You know what I mean? I don't know. If will it be like Zoe and Wash and Firefly? Can they get married? Like, these guys are in love. Will you let them get married? That'd be kind of neat. But
yeah, that would be awesome. I mean, I don't know if it's getting that complex or if it's just the message that says these two folks are just getting married. But yeah, we are working on some neat stuff there.
Yeah. I just had insurance. Explain that. I kind of breezed through it, but I got a lot more money because apparently I just scammed the insurance company. What just happened?
Yeah, that is one of our random events. I mean, the next random event could be that you are speeding and have to pay a fine. So it's pretty much balanced from that point on, or just to make a prank call on the current radio station. Something like that. Yeah, a lot of stuff in that.
How many random events do you guys have so far?
Right now, it's not that much. I mean, it's about 15 or 17, if I recall right. But there will be more in the future.
Nice. Because, yeah, that was kind of funny, and I got a decent amount of money out of it because apparently I scammed them.
Yeah.
So this node thing, N-O-D-E, this looks like it gives an overview of everything. Your crew, your task, their tasks.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't remember this being in an earlier version I played. When did you guys add this?
It was there, but it had a slightly overlookable button, and we kind of renamed the whole thing and added more tabs to that. So,
very nice.
It's central part of the game in the end. But I would recommend you right now to get someone who could repair your ship.
Right. Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, let me hire that person. This is interesting. So every time this must be a bug because every time I hire someone, it gives me the mission complete thing and my money goes up. So
not that bad for now.
Okay. It's an interesting bug. I'm not complaining. Yeah. I'm not complaining in the slightest, but that is an interesting bug. So now I'm going to try and, who are the I'm supposed to intercept pirates. Who are the pirates? Is everyone a pirate and I just intercept them? Or?
No, pirates are marked red. Just scroll to the outer rims of the system. You can actually scroll right a bit out there, yeah? Just move the whole solar system. Just click it with your mouse and move it.
Oh, I see. So I have to destroy 40 Cosmobs. Is that just any old ship that's flying around right now?
This right now is just a challenge for you to defeat as many Cosmobs as you can. So you have 40 cycles left. So in our game, 40 days, 40 game days.
Right. And so is a Cosmob just one of these other ships on the map here, like one of these yellow ships?
Yeah, you should look out for one of the red ships. Maybe you should fly to a planet on the outer rims, pretty much out there. Just scroll completely.
Oh, I see some. Yeah, they're all the way out there, though.
Exactly.
Oh, that's way out there. Yeah, I can't. They're too far away for me to intercept. Like all of them.
Then go to a planet on the outer rims, and from there you can intercept these guys.
Ah, okay. So I'm gonna do that then. Let's see, what do these guys need? These guys need metal. Do I have any cargo?
And maybe you should just hire a second pilot and be a bit faster.
That's a good idea. Oh, and look, there's another pilot right here. Handy.
And I mean, you got some money through this box, so yeah, just use it.
Right. All right. I'm gonna go out there to whatever that is. Die padoopadoo.
No, you open your note. You have to switch the shifts from the second pilot.
Oh, right. Good point. And that's their tasks.
So, yes.
Right. So I see. So they alternate who's piloting.
Exactly, yes.
I see. Okay. All right, so I have a guy who can do gunning stuff, who looks like Buzz Lightyear with glasses. And then I got a repair chick and two pilot. Oh, it's, I like how well represented males and females are in this game. That's very awesome. Oh, so we're heading out to the outer rim. Let's see if we run into a bad guy. Because I've got guns. I want to use them.
But you got more guns than crew members who could fire your guns.
Yeah. I know. Can ships be boarded? I forget. Is that a possibility right now?
Right now, it's not a possibility, no.
Ah, that'd be funny.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's pretty complex. Maybe for an update after our final version, but for now, that would be too much, I guess. But it sounds fun, yeah.
How far away do you guys think you are from your final version?
Well, we plan to finish or release the final version by the end of the year.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
Hey, did you ever hear of this game that Knack in the chat room is talking about, Sci-5 Trading Company? He's mentioned it before, but apparently he's bringing it up because apparently it was very crew-focused.
No, I never heard of that. I wonder if it's like...
Yeah, I saw a Let's Play some time ago, but it's more... Ah, yeah, I know. I just have to look it up. Never played that game, but I saw it some time ago. But actually, this game just has this one screen, and you can have your crew members and travel from planet to planet. But still an awesome game, I guess, from... C-46, but there's another fun game I recall that we got compared to is Sundog, and I didn't know that game at all, but it sounds just like our game, but it's a pretty old game.
Yeah, it's funny you bring that one up. I just started playing that one. It's
Sundog Frozen Legacy, or how it is called.
Yeah, Legacy. And I just started playing that one, and that game is kind of crazy. I mean, you run around a planet and you can actually, you're just a pixel. When you're on the planet, you're just a pixel and you run around and you can run into buildings and all do all this different stuff. And you're supposed to, like, there's a point to it, but it's like, it feels huge because you're this little pixel guy. And then you walk around your ship and you can fix it and stuff. Okay, so now I'm at a spaceship, a space station. God, they don't have a shipyard. No one has a shipyard. Why are shipyards so rare in this game? Oh, they have one. I'm going there because they have a shipyard. I probably need to repair my ship a little bit. Wait, let me see. Oh, yeah, my hull is at 56%. I definitely need to repair my ship a little bit. Definitely. Okay. So maybe I'll run into a pirate while I'm out here. But I love the detail, like... I love how the bunk has like a broken door on the locker, and the engine room has like this old monochromatic display on it, which looks pretty awesome. And the vending machine cracks me up. So just such great little detail here. And I mean, how much artwork goes into all this detail? Do you have like one or more artists working on all this stuff?
Yeah, we have one artist who's only working on that stuff, and one of our co-founders is also working on a lot of 3D and interface stuff. So let's say one and a half persons are working on this 3D stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a very attractive game. It's very colorful. It's got a very pleasant palette. It's really easy to look at because it's not too garish or anything. And it's just all this little detail just makes it fun to just even watch your crew doing their thing right now. So yeah, I gotta say I have fun with it even when I die.
Yeah, and that's the thing we are aiming for with every update we are making. The features and the assets that are going in that update should have final production quality.
Now, how is early access going for you guys? Because I hear a lot of horror stories about how early access, like, so there are a bunch of games coming out that came out of early access that shouldn't, like Lords of the Broken Sun or whatever that fucking one was called, or Planet Annihilation. But how is it going for you guys? Because for on the other side of the coin, you have Starpoint Gemini 2, which has had a fantastic run with early access. How have you guys found it for your process?
Yeah, I mean, Starpoint Gemini 2 had a great fan base before, I guess. But, well, our start was pretty decent. We hoped for a bit better start, but it's great so far. What the feedback from the players is coming along, and early access is a problem for most of the players right now, because you have the stories with Space DF9 who are pretty much abandoning some features just to make it a final game because, they don't sell enough. And some early access projects got abandoned from their development teams. And, well, I guess we have to earn the trust from our players and future customers. And we are pretty much working hard on that. We are participating in every discussion on the Steam forums, and we are available for everyone. I mean, you can write us an email, you can sign up for our forums, you can... Yeah, I mean, it's a hard thing to do right now with early access.
Well, I don't know if you saw, but I'm now in combat with a pirate ship.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, and they killed me. They killed me. That was fun, though.
You should have gotten a shield.
And put it where? There was no room on the ship to put a shield. But I liked how naval that felt. That really felt like an actual like slow naval battle on the water. You know, where you had this slow turn radius and you had these broadsides going. I really liked that. But God, that was terrible. I mean, that was awful. I died fast.
Yeah, I mean, the fight it fits to the rest of the game from the pacing. So yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that.
I mean, the pirates are pretty powerful right now, so if you try that again or not, you should absolutely go for a shield and some more personal on the guns.
Yeah, because I noticed there was a point where the guy with the guns had to, like, go reload, and it was like, oh, God! So does that mean you should have multiple gunners? One can, like... shoot and the other can reload and like you have multiple pilots. Will multiple gunners give you a bonus as well?
No. You just can use more of your turrets, torpedo bays or whatever. And you just have to have one for every weapon room you place. But if they level up and they will get better towards the aiming and hit ratio.
Right. Now, I wanted to ask you about something else. On the main menu, you have the next update is coming up, and you have an actual ETA with seconds and minutes.
Yes.
How hard is it to keep to that schedule? Does it put a lot of extra pressure on you guys?
Of course, it's a bit of bit pressure, but that's actually how we develop our games. We are developing in 2 week updates, so-called sprints.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty much the best choice for us, and we felt pretty comfortable with the timer, putting up the timer, and it's a huge benefit for the player that the players can see what's going on and that we are currently working on the game. It's just a reminder for them that this is still an ongoing process. And
yeah. I gotta say, I do love that transparency, and I get the feeling some players need to be reminded that games are still early access once they buy them, because I still get the feeling some people expect a full, complete game when they buy an early access game, even though Steam and a lot of the developers have gone to great lengths to say this isn't done.
Yeah, it's true. Absolutely on your side. But, yes, some players just don't read the notes or the big early access signs on the page.
I mean, I'm wondering how you can miss that. I mean, it's pretty evident. I don't know. But I want to ask you about something else now. Like, I'm on the game menu here, and you have the prologue and the sandbox. What is the campaign going to entail? Like, right now that says coming soon. Is that going to be like a story-based thing where you have an ongoing like campaign that follows the story of your crew, for example?
Yes, it's an ongoing story, but it revolves more around you as a captain and your AI.
Oh, okay. So do you become a character in the game?
Not as of now. I mean, you are as a captain more on this entity that's over everything. There were some suggestions to put a model for the captain in the ship as well, but there's no real gameplay benefit to that right now. If we can integrate that in a good way, we will. But as of now, we don't have the right idea to do that.
I see. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I guess it might be a little bit cool to have like your own little Captain Kirk in there, but that just adds another mouth to feed, you know, and a butt to poop. So I mean, I don't want that.
Yeah, sure. And I don't want to make false promises right now, but we are thinking about that, but can't say that is the thing that will be in the game. Because still focus is your crew. Yeah.
Right, which is fine. Now I'm doing the tutorial right now, which is, we're just going to go through that real quick, which is pretty cool. So you have this this little AI bird, which on these screens is really nicely detailed. I mean, I love how it kind of looks like an 80s robot toy in a lot of ways. I really like that. Like, it looks kind of futury, but at the same time, it looks like a plastic toy from my childhood.
Yes, it's like the whole game. It's just like a 70s, 80s retro sci-fi look, if you want to say so.
Yeah, you know, I guess on some level, I know, like maybe subconsciously I noticed that, because it kind of makes it sting less when I lose, because it's kind of comforting. You know what I mean? It's kind of like,
yeah, absolutely.
Like, oh, I grew up with this stuff. It's okay. They'll be back next week on whatever television channel I'm watching them on. But I love how this like front panel right here, it just looks like a plastic toy, and okay, so now, you know, now he's like, please invest your money sparingly on this ship of yours. I'm just gonna. Now I gotta ask something. Something that's kind of bugs me a little bit. Would there be a way to queue rooms so you don't have to hit apply every time? Is there a way to do that, or do you have to do each room singly?
Yeah, for now that's the way. But
okay,
if we can come up with a better way to queue everything and just hit an apply button and you buy everything, yeah.
Maybe like hold the shift down and then you buy, and then once you're done buying, you go to the placement screen or something, and then you could place, and then done. Something like that. I don't know. That was my thought.
Mm.
Not that I'm complaining. It's just like one little thing.
Yeah, sure. It's kind of a good thought, but well, we have to see how we could realize that. It's a lot of work with our interfaces.
Oh yeah, I bet. So this time I'm going to buy a cargo. I'm going to buy a passenger cabin. No, wait, I can't buy a passenger. Why can't I buy a passenger cabin? I don't have enough money.
Because you're out of money, yeah? I could say how you could cheat some money, but well.
Don't do that. I don't want to know that. Okay, so I've got cargo and I think I have the basics. I've got a place where they can sleep, a place where they can poop, and a place where they can eat. But
yeah,
those are the very basics. There's no – well, maybe I can buy like an arcade machine or something. Yeah, I can buy an arcade machine, I guess. So they're not going totally out of their minds. But that's really all I can do. Oh, I have no money to hire anybody now. Oh, son of a gun. Oh, wait. I can barely afford this pilot. So, oh, you can have a crew of up to 8 people. Oh, my God. I can barely juggle 2. How the hell do you juggle 8? Basic rooms.
It's okay. I mean, and it's kind of interesting to watch with 8 crew members. It's like an ant farm or something like that. And then if you have 2 or more robots, there's pretty much something going on during the flight. Obviously, you can't do anything right now, as you mentioned before, but that's a new thing we are still working on.
Okay, so I like how it's taking you through getting a crew, and then you got a mission, but you got to do that like right now. That's pretty cool. Yeah, this tutorial definitely is a lot better than the one that I remember playing last time, which was a while ago. SCCKS, there it is. So this Holden guy is going to be really lonely on the ship right now because it's just him. That's not going to be as effective later. But this mission has a good payout, so I could maybe buy what was I going to buy? I was going to buy a passenger cabin. Yeah. Anyway. But where's my cargo? Anyway. So, yeah, this game has a lot of loving detail. It's really fun. And yet sometimes I want to pound my head against the desk. but that's the mark of a good game, I think, is that you care enough about it. You care enough about it to that it makes you frustrated. And you give enough of a shit that you care about what happens to these like I don't know who Kark Holden is. Kark. What kind of name is Kark? But he definitely needs a hat. But yeah, I don't. But you kind of actually care about what happens to this little spaceman dude. You know, you actually kind of give a damn. I like how he reads the paper while he's on the toilet. That's very, it's very clever stuff. Just great little touches.
Yeah, a lot of people like watching just how the crew reacts during a flight.
Sorry, we're gonna say power, which might be a problem. Well, it looks like it's got translucent glass, so you can't see through it. So that's good.
Yeah.
But still, yeah, I could see where beaming right in front of the toilet might be an issue. I mean, that's really no privacy at all right there. Like, absolutely none. But yeah, it's just a lot of – you can just tell a lot of love is being put into this game. And I can just see people playing this for – oh, geez. Stop it. Stop it. Go away. Go away, tutorial. Yay, I got money. Now I could – oh, there's a shipyard here, so I can Gonna sell that. Gonna buy a cargo thing.
So anyway, just to let you know, I had to rejoin. My Skype decided to bail out.
What happened?
The program just crashed completely. So.
Oh, I was wondering where you went.
Yeah.
It was a bit quiet on your side, but good to have you back, yeah.
I was like, what happened, Jim? Jim, where'd you go? I'm buying passenger cabins. I want to ferry people now. I want to see how that's like. Let's see. Ooh, okay. Oh, there's someone needs a passenger. Okay.
Yep. So we're about an hour in. We should probably let Joseph go to bed because he's gonna work tomorrow.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry, Joseph. I forgot about the time difference. Usually I'm the one.
No problem. It's okay.
Usually I'm the one keeping track of that kind of crap. But, folks, Cosmonautica, it's a great it's a cruise simulator, let's just say. It's not really a space simulator. It's a cruise simulator. And it lets you – and you have to really take care of these people. The fact that it happens in space, it's just really a bonus. This could be a pirate ship or a cruise ship. But no.
You know, that would actually be a cool sim if you were a cruise director on a spaceship. And it would be like the Love Boat in space.
Oh, you just wait. I'm sure someone's going to do
it. It could be the
sequel. I like how your passenger gets up and walks around and does stuff too. She's not just a static thing. She's actually a passenger that like has to go to the bathroom and has to eat. So that's pretty cool. And, you know, I got money for the ride. Very nice. So, yeah, folks, that's Cosmonautica. It's intricate. You really have to pay attention to your crew. You have to pay attention to how you outfit your ship. Because if you don't, your ship will fall apart or your crew will have deadly diarrhea, which I think did happen earlier. All kinds of fun stuff can happen. Like we've said, it's still in early access, but don't let that deter you. There have been some, like we were saying earlier, snafus with early access, but this one is solid. This one is quite solid. I've put a couple hours into it now, I think, and there hasn't been a crash. There hasn't been there was that very weird kind of money bug earlier, but whatever. It was a bug in my favor, so that's fine. I got money out of it, so that's good. But, Joseph, thank you for finally being able to come on. This is great talking to you, and I really hope we get more people interested in this game because it deserves more people playing it.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to, and it was my pleasure, and I will do this every time again, so yeah.
Yeah, we should definitely have you back on after the thing's finally released so we can revisit this.
Yeah, sure.
And see how far it's come. But, folks, thank you for listening. Again, if you have a suggestion for a topic or a guest, you can hit us up at hail@spacegamejunkie.com. Jim, thank you, as always, for being an awesome co-host. I'm sorry about Skype earlier.
That's cool. That was all me.
Has that ever happened? I don't think that's ever happened.
It was my fault. I clicked on something, and it caused Skype to – it was a clash of programs. So.
We'll get it figured out. But thanks for watching and listening, guys. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.